AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying today in Kenosha, Wisconsin is Kyle Rittenhouse.
Did you come to downtown Kenosha to look for trouble?
No.
He's charged in the shooting deaths of two people last year during a night of violent protest in that city.
Any question about this at all?
No, Your Honor.
Have you had enough time to discuss this matter with your lawyers?
Yes, Your Honor.
Have you had enough time to think about what you're doing?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you think what you're doing is the best thing under all the circumstances?
Yes, Your Honor.
Has anybody threatened you or pressured you or forced you in any way with respect to this decision?
No, Your Honor.
The former police youth cadet was 17 when he went to Kenosha with an AR-style semi-automatic rifle and a medical kit in what he said was an effort to safeguard property from the damaging protest that broke out over the wounding of a black man by a white Kenosha police officer. President Biden hits the road today to start what is likely to be a national tour to promote his agenda. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It begins in Baltimore, which his predecessor slammed as the nation's worst city, a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. The president, though, sees Baltimore as fertile ground to showcase his trillion-dollar infrastructure package, the likes of which Donald Trump was never able to pass.
It was left to us. And we got the job done.
The president plans to hold up the Port of Baltimore as a blueprint for reducing shipping bottlenecks, which in turn can help lower prices. As he touts infrastructure, the president's facing inflation, rising at the highest annual rate in 31 years, and says reversing that trend is a top priority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of people filing claims for unemployment hit a new pandemic low last week. A memorial service was held in Broward County, Florida, for nine sheriff's deputy employees who died from the coronavirus. Sheriff Gregory Tony says well over half the department's 5,600 employees had been exposed. This is AP News. Elton John is a new member of an exclusive club in the UK. Prince Charles anointed Elton John as a member of the Order of the Companions of Honor.
I felt very proud to be British. I felt very blessed and very lucky.
It's one of the highest awards that can be bestowed by Queen Elizabeth. It recognizes people who make a major contribution to the arts, science, medicine, or government over a long period of time.
I had an amazing life, music has been my life, and I got this for music and to work for charity.
But 74-year-old Elton John is not thinking in the past tense.
I may not look as if I'm 100% fit, but I'm not quite, but I'm still raring to go, and I've got a lot more work to do.
After his farewell tour ends in 2 years, John has high expectations.
We want to try and end AIDS by 2030. It is doable. We have the medicines. We have the wherewithal. We just need to get people to get tested. We need to stop the stigma.
Elton John had recent hip surgery and says he's full of beans, full of zest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.